the 60-year-old Vietnam War veteran, known as Pops, sleeps by the St. Petersburg City Hall with his son Daniel. He has been living in the streets for 4.5 years, and prior to that, he was an engineer. On the 21st of December, he has read passages from the Old Testament and Gospel at the Homeless Persons Memorial Service held at St. Peter's Cathedral. After the event, Pops was heading back to the City Hall when a gang of 9 adults attacked him and his son in a parking lot across the City Hall around 9 p.m. According to Pops, the police arrived within 20 minutes there. The attitude of the policeman bothered Pops.
He didn't want to be over there helping me. He wanted to be somewhere at a fire where no one was injured, where no one was hurt. But he'd rather been there.
The gang member stole their bicycles and beat them up. They also called them names, broke his glasses, and threatened to kill them, says Pops. He filed a complaint at the police, and he has the case number in his pocket. He says that his ribs and his right ear still hurt.
They hit me in the back of the head, hit me in the lip first. And then they hit me in the back of the head, then they hit me in the side of the head, then I hit the ground. They stomped my head. This is how I got this. Broken nose came from hitting the ground. Kicked me in the ribs, kicked me on the shoulders, kicked me on the hip, same hip that's cracked. It was just a vicious attack. They insinuated that they had did it before and they'll keep doing it.
He went to the hospital with minor injuries, loose tooth and broken nose that night. He also says that he and his friends have been often targeted by gangs.
We had one guy get run over, or hit. He wasn't ran over, he was hit. And the car swerved out of the way to hit him. We seen it. Couldn't get tags or anything, but we seen it happen. The police came. We told them about it. Okay, if you see them again, tell us. That's the same thing they tell us every time. If you see them again, tell us.
Pops does not understand why he does not get any help at all.
I'm a decorated veteran. I spent time in Vietnam. I mean, I spent 4 years in combat and come home, and my own country can't help us. Something's wrong. I fought for my constitution, and people are tearing it up left and right.
The Pinellas County Coalition for the Homeless helps to integrate homeless people into the community. The organization also monitors the situation of people living in the streets. Director of Development George Bolden says almost 5,200 homeless people lived in Pinellas County in 2007. That is a 10.5% increase since 2006. He also says that homelessness affects the whole community.
We are them. If we allow people to continue to fall into homelessness or to remain in homelessness, it's affecting all of us. It costs the community. It costs the lives of the people who are experiencing it. It affects future generations when you have children who now make up about 18.5% of our homeless population in Pinellas County.
According to Bolden, when a person has experienced homelessness as a child, he will likely experience it as an adult too. To reduce the number of people living in the streets, the community should provide basic rights to everyone.
It takes all of the political will that we can muster to make sure that people have affordable housing, that they have living wages, they have access to health care. And short of putting people in homes while they're on the street, we need to understand that everyone has basic rights, the right to access to public restrooms or to gather publicly in parks.
Bolden says that because of the lack of space in the shelters, about 170 people sleep around the City Hall in St. Petersburg. At least 50 sleep in the Hall of the Salvation Army, and even more sleep on the railroad tracks. Florida ranks first in the country for violence against homeless people, says Bolden. The Homeless Speakers Bureau brings attention to the violence against homeless people and encourages the community to end this violence. The Speakers Bureau's local coordinator is Gregory W. Roll, who himself has been homeless for several years and now wants to change stereotypical perceptions of homeless people.
It's the perception that they have of homeless people, from the mayor to the governor to media. They're not trying to change that perception. And so until they grasp a different perception themselves, the violence would continue.
Roll says that many veterans, children, and elderly become homeless. Violence against these people is perpetuated mainly by high school, middle school, and college students. The reason may be the education these children get from their families. Roll also says that some organizations abuse their power and their resources. This ultimately harms the people in the street.
This propels the juveniles to action because, you know, the homeless are kind of hunted. They're the wretches of the earth, so to speak. They're untouchables, and people hate them because of their discomfort with viewing the situation. They don't really get any help. They don't get any medical help. They don't get any police help in terms of their personal security. It's just a really bad situation.
Roll recruits for the Speakers Bureau people who speak in schools and churches about the changing face of homelessness in Pinellas County, including Pops, the homeless man who was beaten by a gang. He says that he's confident that the city and the police will reduce violence against the homeless.
Yes, I have hope. I have hope that Mayor Baker will recant some of the codes and laws that he has established against the homelessness. I have hopes that all the violence will go away, that the police will someday get active enough to stop it. It seems like that they have no wish to do so at this point. I have hopes.
Since this attack, Pops has been continuously looking over his back. He hopes that people are going to be more tolerant of people living in the streets. He wants to open a bicycle shop one day. Until then, he fixes up bicycles in parks and he donates them to other homeless people. For WMNF News in St. Petersburg, I am Andrea Lipka.